With Montana news, I'm Eric Whitney. The 15,000-acre Lolo Peak fire is quickly outgrowing law enforcement's ability to secure the estimated 600 homes now evacuated along the Highway 93 and Highway 12 corridors. Missoula County commissioners are now considering turning to the Montana National Guard for help. Missoula County's Emergency Management Director Adrian Beck says they'd be
essentially manning roadblocks, denying entry to anyone who is not allowed to be in those areas, primarily from a security standpoint for the homes, but then also to keep people out of a potentially hazardous situation.
Beck says Missoula County commissioners have not yet made a formal request to state officials for guard assistance, but were encouraged to do so by the Missoula and Ravalli County Sheriff's Departments, as well as the team managing the Lolo Peak fire. Governor Steve Bullock in July and again last week declared a fire emergency that frees up the National Guard to help with such a crisis. The Guard was deployed in Missoula County under very similar circumstances in 2013 when the Lolo complex of fires burned along Highway 12. So far this year, three National Guard helicopters have been deployed to fight fires in southwest Montana and the Flathead Valley. The evacuation area for the Lolo Peak fire was extended further south down the Highway 93 corridor this afternoon. It now stretches from mile marker 78 south of Lolo all the way to the north end of Florence. That area under the mandatory evacuation area is on the west side of Highway 93 only. We have an updated fire evacuation map on our website, mtpr.org. The Lolo Peak fire southwest of Missoula burned through almost 5,000 acres during its run last night. Stiff winds spurred that now 15,000-acre fire on its four-mile push to the east. Lolo Peak Fire Information Officer Bill McQueen.
Where the fire moved to extent-wise was not a surprise as it relates to the overall plan. How quickly it moved to where it did, obviously nobody was necessarily expecting that to happen as quickly as it did.
Last night's extreme fire behavior on the Lolo Peak fire prompted law enforcement to order the evacuation of an estimated 400 homes south and west of Lolo. Today, the evacuation order was extended further south along Highway 93. The extension is on the highway's west side and runs south from mile marker 78 to Ty Chute Lane in Florence. And residents from Ty Chute Lane south to Bass Creek Road are in an evacuation warning area. That means people should make preparations to leave on a moment's notice. Fire spokesman Bill McQueen says today's weather and fire behavior are looking like a repeat of yesterday.
It actually became more active compared to yesterday at an earlier point in time, which means then that the fire is going to burn longer for a longer period.
Beyond today, the outlook is for stronger winds to come. National Weather Service meteorologist Trent Smith says that while today's wind should be calmer than yesterday, another dry cold front is expected to arrive by late tomorrow.
What does that mean? It means an increase in winds across the region, plus more unstable conditions, especially late afternoon on Friday.
Smith says it's likely that wind speeds late tomorrow will meet or even exceed those from Wednesday night. That could affect all of the fires burning in western Montana. A red flag warning is now posted from noon tomorrow through 6 a.m. Saturday for the Flathead Valley, Glacier National Park, the Salish and Kootenai Reservation, and Bitterroot National Forest, as well as the Beaverhead Deer Lodge National Forest. Smith says no cool, wet weather systems are expected for the foreseeable future. A Canadian mining company has reached agreements with conservation groups to protect two Montana trout streams and hundreds of acres of land used by migrating elk from Yellowstone National Park. Representatives of Kinross Gold Corporation, Trout Unlimited, and the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation signed the agreements today in Jardine. The Missoula County Fairgrounds is accepting RVs and animals displaced by local fires. People need to check in and sign intake forms with the fair office upon arrival. Fairgrounds staff will be on site during business hours and on call otherwise. Forms and information will be available for after-hours check-ins. And Missoula Animal Control has identified locations to shelter pets or livestock. More information is available by calling the Missoula Animal Control office. Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker is clearing the way for farmers in that state to help out their drought-stricken colleagues in the Northern Plains. Walker has declared a 30-day state of emergency for the purpose of transporting loads of forage to the Dakotas and Montana. All three states have been dealing with extreme drought this summer. State officials in Wisconsin are relaxing certain commercial driving restrictions and fees to help with the transport of hay and other forage. North Dakota's Agriculture Department, North Dakota State University, and the Michigan-based nonprofit Ag Community Relief this month announced a program to accept hay donations at a site near the Fargo campus and distribute it to needy producers in the three states through a lottery drawing next month. A 61-year-old Oregon man who was shot by a Montana sheriff's deputy is charged with trying to kill the deputy during a pursuit in southwestern Montana. Mark William Collins, whose last known address was Corvallis, Oregon, was charged yesterday with attempted deliberate homicide for driving a van toward a Powell County deputy on August 4th. He faces four other felony charges. Collins made an initial appearance in Missoula after being released from the hospital. He's jailed in Deer Lodge with his bail set at $250,000. Officers and witnesses said Collins drove the wrong way on the interstate, ran a vehicle off the road, rammed a patrolled car, and tried to ram another vehicle from behind prior to being shot while driving his van toward Deputy John McHugh. Collins was shot in the shoulder and mouth. I'm Eric Whitney, Montana Public Radio.